KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In local news, the ice skating rink being prepared at Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic will have its grand opening sometime during the first week of January. The exact date will be announced later. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm told the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board during their regular meeting Monday evening that the heavy-duty liner covering the basketball court at Sunnyside was installed Friday thanks to volunteer help, and it fits like a glove.
I wish it was in 2 weeks earlier since we had such cold weather, but I think we'll be fine. It started forming ice. We got LED rope lights for it.
Additional electrical and illumination issues are currently being addressed. A snow fence will enclose the area with one designated entrance. And patio heaters are also planned for the area so people can warm up once they've been on the ice for a while. Seth said they put in 2 inches of water and will need to make sure the ice is at least 4 inches thick before it can be used. That's also the reason he hasn't set a specific grand opening date. Stashelm said they want to make sure the ice is smooth and ready for use. A 90 by 120-foot rink will likely be open, he said, before the grand opening event actually takes place. Stashelm said also there is a lot of excitement about the skating rink.
Everyone I'm talking to is excited about the skating rink, and they always ask, you know, is there going to be skates available? And I said, no, there's not. I'm hoping, and I tell them, you know, if we're going to invest in this, we're going to be doing it for years to come, and hopefully the community will invest into ice skates too.
Stashelm said also he has emailed the Exarban Curling Club to see if they have any interest in using the facility. Once it's open, he hopes to eventually have a night designated specifically for curling. In other business, he confirms the streets in Sunnyside Park are closed for safety reasons, being that they don't want a vehicle sliding off the roads and hitting buildings, property, or pedestrians. The park itself is still open for foot traffic and events, and Seth said also reservations for the shelter houses at Sunnyside Park will not be accepted until January 1st.
If you try to get online to reserve a shelter before January 1st, you won't be able to do it. If you call me and ask to reserve a shelter before January 1st, you're not going to be able to reserve a shelter. For 2017, we accept them the day after New Year's. Usually, January 2nd is actually the city has off, so January 3rd, when I come back, there will probably be 20 to 30 messages on my answering machine for shelter reservations.
He says they'll be updating the Parks and Rec website to reflect reservation dates for 2017. Elsewhere in local news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said deputies arrested two people on drug charges last week. Taken into custody December 13th was 33-year-old Aaron Wayne Watson and 22-year-old Macy Cheryl Williams, both of Atlantic. Watson faces a felony sponsoring a gathering charge in addition to prohibited acts, possession of meth first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Williams was charged with possession of meth first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia as well. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail. Williams was released the following day on her own recognizance. Watson remained held in the jail on $8,000 bond. Last Friday, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 39-year-old Eric Allen Smith of Council Bluffs on a district court warrant for probation violation. Smith was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $10,000 bond. And on Saturday, deputies arrested 26-year-old Devin Sparks Register and 61-year-old Ricky Lee Roby, both of Atlantic, on assault causing bodily injury charges. The men were inmates at the Cass County Jail when the incident occurred. Roby remains in the Cass County Jail on prior bond of $55,300, while Register was later released on his own recognizance. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following two separate accidents Saturday. Just after noon, a 2000 GMC owned and driven by 47-year-old Craig Woodard of Atlantic was westbound on Galveston Road, about a third of a mile east of 640th Street, when the vehicle lost traction on the slick roadway, entered the south ditch, and struck an embankment before overturning. The damage was estimated at $3,500. And at around 1:30 p.m. Saturday, a 2008 Chevy HHR owned and driven by 28-year-old Amanda Marholtz of Lewis was eastbound on White Pole Road when the vehicle slid on the road surface and entered the ditch near the intersection with Lansing Road. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $1,500. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agencies. See Brocker Carnes and Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. In Greenfield, see the Adair County Insurance Agency, a partner of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
In our funeral announcements, Gordon Nelson, age 84, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died last Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gordon Nelson will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Neil Lundy, age 82, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Neil Lundy will be today at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. David Keenan, age 46, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for David Keenan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Edwin Ed Larson, age 96, of Elkhorn, died December 13th. A memorial service for Ed Larson will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Vernon Larson, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Vernon Larson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Aline Weaver, age 98, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Aline Weaver will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Jameson Steckler, age 14, and Gavin Steckler, age 11, both of Audubon, died December 10th. Funeral services for Jameson and Gavin Steckler will be Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gaylord Barnett, age 94, of Linden, died Thursday in Ankeny. Cremation has taken place and private graveside services for Gaylord Barnett will be held at a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. And Janet Freeman, age 83, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Janet Freeman will be held at a later date with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.